Committee of the Board of Aldermen on Wednesday, February 4th. Start the meeting at 7:45-ish. Docket item 8207. Alderman Yates requesting the City of Newton take all steps to persuade the general court to allow the cities and towns to tax all telecommunications facilities in the city, which would yield at least $1.6 million per year for Newton.
Can we do this already? Elizabeth Dromey brought the lawsuit and won, and now that you're having the damages part of the trial.
I mean, and why is Mr. Yates not here?
He had a meeting at work.
Oh, okay. All right.
Maybe we should hold it then.
Yep.
Until he's here.
Yep.
Move to hold.
All right. All those in...
He sends an email with some questions, but there's nobody to ask the questions.
Okay, but we need to have people here, and what... Starting with him. Okay, all those in favor? All right, that's Sanjolo, Merrill, Johnson, and Heslihan. Oh, I didn't introduce people.
Baker.
We're holding. Docket item 8307. Alderman Yates requesting that the City of Newton take all possible steps to persuade the general court to adopt the proportion of governor's municipal partnership that would allow the city to reduce employee health insurance costs by joining the GIC.
Move to hold.
Yeah, I mean, we have to have a pretty in-depth discussion about that.
Right.
There's some controversy.
Well, there's already a law that allows it. It's just, I don't know if he's asking for something different.
Well, but the mayor, I mean, the mayor, the governor is trying to change what has to happen in order for cities and towns so that they don't, right now, the unions, all the unions...
70%, yeah.
Yeah, have to approve it. And I think what the governor is looking, trying to, or thinking about, or talking about, I don't know where it's at, is that that hurdle would be removed.
That's what they have in mind.
Okay. So, hold?
Hold.
Okay. Docket item 5207. Alderman Parker, Sanjolo, Mansfield, Harney, Danberg, Vance, Linsky, Heslihan, Berg, Albright, and Johnson requesting an ordinance amendment to create a health advisory committee whose function would be to recommend measures to control the rate of increase of health insurance costs as recommended by the Newton Finance and Management Working Group in 2005and the Blue Ribbon Commission on the Municipal Budget in 2007. Well, since we're... Yeah, where is Kenny?
I do not know.
Move to hold.
All right. All those in favor? Okay, we're done. All right, last item, 32908. Alderman Johnson, Albright, I'm here, and Linsky requesting amendment to the 2013 noise ordinance of the City of Newton ordinances to prohibit the city from exceeding the parameters of time and decibel restrictions unless it receives approval from the Land Use Committee of the Board of Aldermen. When we talked about this, when we met jointly with Public Facilities, it was decided that Susan, Steve, and I would go off and craft some language, which we did do. Then we agreed, as part of some of our negotiations with the mayor, that we would share our thoughts with the mayor prior to discussing it with this committee. So we did that. Huh?
Yes, you did.
We did do that. And the mayor looked at it and basically said, if this passes as an ordinance, I will be my first veto as mayor. I thought that was a very collaborative, you know, point of negotiation.
Would you like me to move approval?
So the question then becomes, do we want to go down that route? And I go on, no, because he's not going to be here that long, so we can try again. But anyway, what he did say is that he would consider policies, procedure, practices. So what I've taken is the thought behind, and there's room for... We're talking on our item.
Oh.
You want to? Now, all the others got held because Alderman Yates isn't here and Alderman Parker. So I've turned it into a resolution, Steve. We have a... Yeah. So the genesis behind this that you all may have heard...
You can have another.
Heard about, but we have lived with great pain, is how the whole exemption process, notification process of noise by public projects has been handled by the administration of... what we are asking for is that if you look to, and Karen was kind enough to turn this into a resolution for me, that they take into consideration a high-level timeline of construction activities that might need exemptions from the noise ordinance. Now, many months into this project, David actually said he was going to ask Dimio going forward are there any activities that would generate noise that could possibly be cause a problem with our current noise ordinance? We've been asking him for months, can you please provide this? So he said he would do that and work with Steve. And then that the language expressing, except, you know, because right now everything's an exception, and we get informed after the fact, not before the fact, after the fact. And actually it's interesting, if you read the series of letters that come to us via the mayor from Dimeo, they are dated after the fact. So I think they've got them all, I don't know how this is all being done. And meanwhile, you know, they're saying, well, they're emergencies. Well, no, it's poor planning, and they didn't know about the pores, and, you know, the Dimeo is not cognizant of the fact that they're building a structure in a thickly settled, do we still use those terms, neighborhood. And this is not just about Newton North. If we go and build elementary schools, Cabot, Anger, oh, that's right, Angel First. That's right, Cabot. Yeah, but anyway, we're going to, whoever are the aldermen in those neighborhoods, unless there's something put in place to kind of engage the aldermen in the process and really be proactive with the city and whoever is the builder, it's going to be relive it. And I will tell you that, if depending on when a construction project happens, if it's sooner versus later, there are some very angry people and how they were treated by the city, and they are not going to make it pretty. So that's going to carry throughout. So I think this is to try to be proactive.
I just have a question. Does this relate to repairs? Because I don't want to stop the city from doing emergency repairs.
No, this is
only construction.
Right, because originally it was about that maintenance also could not be considered, you know, your regular maintenance, because we have also have, you know, if they're going to go and fix a street, and it's regular maintenance, not an emergency,
right.
They're still violating the noise ordinance. They'll start at 6 in the morning.
Yeah,
no,
I know.
So,
there is language you can exempt emergencies.
Well, that's what I want to know. What
if
emergency?
You raise your point. If it's an emergency repair, that would be exempted.
I mean, sometimes it's not an emergency repair, but it's just when they have to do it on a Sunday or at after hours. I just don't want to prevent the.
Well, that's the point. If they have to, you know, shift out and they're on a schedule, mm-hmm. you know, when they want to, we should. That's exactly what we should know, so that we avoid things, not right. prevent them from emergency.
No,
I know.
But in a plan situation, that may fall outside.
Yeah, no, I have no problem with doing this for the plan situations where you know you got a construction project going on. I'm just concerned. I mean, I've had more than once had the jackhammer out in front of the house very early in the morning, but it's always been gas leak or something like that. And I actually want them.
Gas leaks?
Yeah. That I want them to fix.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, that, no.
Okay, all right, as long as,
well,
you know.
Yeah, and that's, we definitely want to make sure that those are handled with the rapidity that is needed.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I think this makes sense to have something in place, because they have nothing now.
No, they have nothing now. I mean, we can't even get a project plan out of them. Yes.
This is a resolution, not an amendment. So.
Yeah. So we need to do a parens two to this item, because this one is specific.
Well, this goes to the other committee.
Yes, it will. Yeah, it will.
Because I would like to. I think sending a conversation with a board element is appropriate. I don't have a difficulty with that. My concern is just whether it's after the fact. I mean, there may be situations where the mayor has to act, the board element is around, who's not, you know. I'm trying to figure out.
As appropriate.
Well, I understand. But I guess I'd like to think about the implications of the language, because I think the issues that Ted raised are legitimate ones. Whether they're covered adequately by this language, I'm not sure yet. But so that's why I if you want to vote to the well, we can't vote on it yet anyway, because we haven't docketed it.
Can it be a parens two to this?
It's a parens two, but you got to put it on the docket.
Okay.
We couldn't
Okay.
Unless somebody objects. And then you get 13 votes. I learned something tonight.
Exactly. Okay, so this can't be a parens 2 to this?
Yeah, you can create a parens 2.
Can the committee create it?
Yeah, create a committee,
but we can't vote it out.
No, well, we can't. Yeah, anyway, it's got to go to the other committees anyway.
But I actually think it's a good idea to get the language in front of people.
So yeah.
So I would just put it as a parens 2.
Okay.
Possibly it'd be documented.
Okay. Can you take care of that for me, please? Okay.
Get the show on the road?
Yeah. Yes.
So how has it worked with Peking North? So, I mean, is it the case where Dimio has gone to the mayor and said, look, I need, and I have to just be able to do it.
Uh-huh.
And so David just gives a blanket to him.
Well, yep. he's always, if I can.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. He's always approved of it. And Marcy was saying earlier that when this first started, we were finding out. Well, if we found out at all,
right.
Much after.
And then we reminded him of the noise ordinance.
And now, I would say this, they've got it down to about maybe 24 hours-ish.
In advance.
Sometimes.
They've actually...
In advance.
No, in other words...
You're hearing in advance that they're going to be going past...
They have to, we know that's right. So in some instances,
wow.
We're getting it... Because Dimio, sure, they know, for
right,
instance, they're going to do, most of it's like pouring of the concrete pools is a perfect example.
Right.
So they're planning out the week, so they, in theory,
they should know.
So these aren't situations where, I mean, it's not like, oh dear, it's almost 7 o'clock.
But that's where it was. Yeah. That was the way at the beginning.
That's where it was, and I thought it was still that state of affairs, but it's actually improved.
It has improved, yeah. But it's,
I have to agree.
Yeah, no, okay.
Well, and in the conversation that we had with David last week, he's the one that said, which is the words to, you know, ask Dimio what things, you know, as you look forward down the project are going to cause so we can start to be proactive. That's what we're asking. And the words in the ordinance was, you know, around having a project plan and actually doing that so that you can know and you can let people, you know, people don't have to accept, be like it, but at least they know what's coming and, you know, and as they, you know, because a good, there has got to be a good solid plan, I would think. Construction.
And that is actually the bigger part, because what you really want to do on a, say, like a North project or a large project that is similar to elementary schools, is you have a project plan that's approved. That plan incorporates just exactly the way to deal with this. I would hope, and I would hope for this project, that we have a more of an automated way of doing it, either if we had a reverse 911, which we don't, or real-time online way so that people know that there's a source they can check to see, aha, this is what's going to be happening, whatever. And that really kind of, in a way, would obviate this much more than this, which is kind of old-fashioned. But it's better to have at least this.
That's why I pushed for the reverse 911 in the first place.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that we have to
pass
it out. But
for my attention,
we're on the last item.
All right, well,
because no one was here to discuss the other three.
Sounds like you made some progress, but I'm happy to support this. So.
Okay, so... right. So we're going to hold this. Karen's going to put it parens 2, and so we can... And then what we probably should do is talk to programs and, I mean, public facilities, do that, and then George can take it up at land use.
Move reconsideration for the other items from the...
I don't think they're all held.
Record you were being held.
Wait, this is coming from the committee. She's going to docket this.
Yeah.
Yes, she got. Yeah.
Oh, is that what you mean?
As a parens 2.
Yeah.
Holding the main item.
Yeah.
Creating the parens
2. Creating a new item. Right. So, all those in favor? Okay. Done.
Reconsider the other item, so I can hold it too.
You want? Okay.
Elvis, just add his name.
Exactly. All right. All right.
Change
done.
Motion to adjourn.
So move. So done. So. Yeah. No good.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't think you want high level modifying timeline. Is involving, say, high level.
Find out who that man in the closet
is. That what the high level refers to?
She was right from the ordinance.
You did. You did a great job to pull this together. But I don't think that it's high level timeline, is it? It is high level.
Yeah, so what's going to happen when? So the high level is referring,
not referring to the timeline. It's referring to the timeline, not the noise
level. A high level of timeline of construction activities that might need exemption. So in November we're going to be pouring, in April we're going to be...
Yeah, I know. I know what the timeline is. I've never heard it described as high level.
High level, yeah.
It's 30,000 feet.
Yeah.
you know, what are you going to be doing in 6 months?
Oh, it is.
We don't know what day we're actually.
Oh, all right. I take that up. It's a term of art.
I don't know if it's a term of art, but.
But on a project plan, you can have, you know, it's almost like your Gantt chart, but then you would have your subtasks and all, you know, so they know.
Okay.
We're going to be pouring.
Never mind.
Strike that.
I thought by the high level, I'm thinking.
No.
So Linda and I can no longer make eye contact.
Oh my God, she was hysterical.